The second day of Wizards of OS. In this session, we are looking at free software in Eastern and Southeastern Europe. And I would like to introduce this panel by referring to a quote from yesterday, which goes as follows. First, they ignore you. Then they laugh at you. Then they fight you. And then you win. And my question, I guess, our question to the panelists here today is, where is the free and open source community and development in your countries? Are they still ignoring you, or and so on and so forth? And so basically the questions we're trying to address here are, as I said, where are we in the process looking at some very concrete projects, successes, but also pointing out what really the major challenges are. I've just talked to Pavel here now, and he mentioned that the Linux community in Poland has a few hundred members, and I think in Germany a few thousand. Why is that so? So what are the challenges? And secondly, how can we move from one level to the next? So say if currently the community is being ignored, how can we move to the next step, laughing, fighting, and then eventually winning? So I think these are some of the issues we want to address. Also looking at how potentially countries in Eastern Europe, Southeastern Europe can better cooperate to grow their communities, and how potentially Western European and Eastern and Southeastern European groups can work together. The issues, they will touch upon different aspects, including law and policy, developers, the user community, but also what are the business opportunities around free and open source software, what are support mechanisms for civil society, for governments. And I think that's it in a nutshell. We have three speakers, and I would like to introduce the first one, who is sitting to my left, Marcel Mars. He is, how he calls himself, a social political worker in the new media, and I guess that's a communist term or what? I don't know. From socialism, yeah. And calls himself also a hacker. He's president of the Multimedia Institute in Zagreb. And he's responsible for the overall Media Lab production. He's founder of Igubu Bits, which is a new GPL-based publishing label. And he's involved in organizing events, writing articles to promote free and open source software. Thanks, Marcel.